Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
At the moment, there's one Garda CCTV camera for every 6,000 people in Dublin at the moment. But would more cameras help to tackle crime or infringe on our civil liberties and abilities to freely roam around the city and enjoy life? Well, we have James Gagan, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Bay South on the line. James, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Anna.
You feel that more CCTV is definitely the answer to the safety concerns of Dubliners?
Yeah, well, look, I suppose this arose really by me just asking the Gardaí, you know, how many cameras do you have in the city? And even I was surprised by the numbers. I mean, just 200 CCTV cameras in Dublin City. And even just to compare that to, let's say, the amount of traffic cameras that Dublin City Council have, they'd have about 400. And one of the most common complaints you receive, let's say, when you're talking to businesses, both in the city centre or in any of the towns or villages that politicians represent, is the absence of CCTV to catch someone who's, let's say, perpetrated a shoplifting or carried out an incident so that the guards can actually be assisted in the work they do, but also to act as a deterrent. And we know, for example, when we do big, major live events in the city, so let's say St. Patrick's Day or even the US college football that's coming, or 2 years ago we had the Europa League finals, you do bring in temporarily increased number of CCTVs. Now, and there is a reduction in crime. All the businesses will tell you that around the areas they're in. Now, obviously, it works two ways. I mean, the reason there's less crime going on when there's big events is because there's people in the city. And I'm not saying that, you know, the panacea to the safety issues that we all feel in Dublin City will be solved simply by having cameras alone. Like, it's part of a whole package of measures, more Gardaí on the street, which I think people are recognising at the moment, particularly, as I say, again, in the city centre. But it's about making our city livable. You know, that's what the Dublin City Task Force is about. But I definitely think, you know, we're a total outlier in terms of the amount of CCTV cameras that are available. What we're really talking about here is it's about live availability. So I would have been in Pier Street Garda Station, where they have, you know, live operational cameras and some of the main thoroughfare streets, so they can, you know, respond instantly to issues as they arise. And people would see, you know, your listeners would be very familiar with seeing, let's say, CCTV cameras on private premises. And guards can access those cameras after the event. But it's really about giving Gardaí more live, operational oversight as to what's taking place in our city to support the work that they're doing on the street, on the ground, and just to make Dublin a safer city. That's really what
and to
about.
Anticipate crime, ideally, as well as to give that peace of mind.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you know, I met with a local business group the other day. It was about a week ago. And, you know, they run a business park out in Sandyford. And, like, they put up a big sign that's one of these, you know, tamper-proof signs to stop antisocial behaviour. And they're not, it's in public land, so they can't put cameras beside it. And straight away, you know, people, you know, they think they're being funny. But antisocial behaviour, you know, a sign that costs about 10,000 is being attacked and targeted. And I had a similar instance in my own constituency. Like, there's a playground in Shawmore Park that was being regularly vandalized. And the guards would say to me that, you know, they're frustrated that they can't access. Like, there's actually a traffic camera very near that one, that they can't access that. So there's a couple of things we could do. We could actually make the legislation easier so that guards could have better access to the existing 400 traffic cameras that are out there. But I also think we need to actually invest and make it easier for CCTV cameras to be put in areas where local people, either residents or businesses, have identified big incidents of antisocial behaviour or crime. It would make the same way people feel safer when they see Gardaí on the street. People would feel safer and businesses would feel safer if they had a few more cameras. And we're actually doing this in the area of illegal dumping. So we introduced legislation to make it a lot easier for local authorities to introduce CCTV in areas where, I suppose, they've been black spots for illegal dumping. And we've introduced that only about six to eight months ago. It's in its early stages. So I think a similar approach should be adopted, just to be a bit more pragmatic. I mean, your listeners may have read my article in the Irish Times today, where I sort of compared the figures between, let's say, Dublin and Westminster. So it's 1 in 6,000 cameras in Dublin, and it's 1 in 100 in Westminster. And, you know, we're not talking about making Dublin some sort of surveillance city or some Ireland some sort of surveillance state. you know, like we see in other countries outside the European Union. But we're just trying to increase the numbers because we are very much at the low end.
Can I ask you, did you say they bring in temporary cameras for big events, James?
They absolutely do, yeah. So your listeners would be familiar with, let's say, if there's a big event going on, the Aviva or Croke Park, you might see those kind of mobile, tall cameras on big poles. So, like, for example, when we had the Europa League final here about a year and a half ago, the requirements of when you bring a big event like this is you have to have a way bigger police presence, security presence.
Mm-hmm. So everything gets ramped up.
Yeah. And like, for example, Temple Bar businesses, let's just give you a quick example. Temple Bar businesses would tell me, I think it's around the rugby or around St. Patrick's. Again, they bring in extra cameras just for those events. And, you know, I was talking to jewelers there and he would always tell me that his shoplifting is down around the time when that CCTV camera gets brought in and when it gets away.
And that's my next question, James. I wonder how cost effective it is to bring in temporary cameras like that rather than fixed position permanent cameras. The other side of the argument, which I have to present here, is Olga Cronin, who's the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, thinks, you know, flooding the city with CCTV is a really bad idea. She does go on to make a point about certain cameras are locked off in positions that are pretty useless. So, you know, there's issues with, you know, the technical supply of the footage. There's delays of supply. Some of them are pointing the wrong direction and never addressed. Have you heard of any of those issues, James?
Yeah, and I read Olga's column as well in the Irish Times today. And like, it was well written. And the points she was making were fair in terms of, you know, that the legislation that underpins the introduction of CCTV, it's about being proportionate. But I don't think she really addressed the figures. I mean, we're at such a low ebb in comparison to other cities right across Europe. You know, as a country, we are at such a low ebb. So nobody is talking about flooding the city with CCTV cameras. But what we're saying is that if you've only got one CCTV camera per 6,000 people, that's not proportionate. That's actually at the low end. And we're just talking about increasing it a little bit more, the same way that we're doing with CCTV when it comes to illegal dumping. And yes, I'm sure there's probably in those 206 CCTV cameras, if we look at them, I'm sure there's one or two that could be in better places. But the amount of bureaucracy that a Garda station has to go through to get a camera in place in the first place, you know, that's why a lot of them would have been there in the first instance. Perhaps there was a couple of years ago, there was an issues of antisocial behaviour and crime. The camera was put down. It got rid of those issues. Mm-hmm. And then now there's a camera standing there where there isn't any more. So it's just about giving the flexibility, because if you talk to a local community guard on the ground and you bring a business person in or a local shop, and you go in to talk to them, like, the more often than not, the local community guard would love an addition of CCTV, but he has to make the case to his superintendent. The superintendent has to make a case to the assistant commissioner. Then they have to go to the local authority and make sure it's all GDPR compliant and proof. And like, we've come up with a kind of a more nimble way when it comes to illegal dumping. And all I'm saying, when it comes to the safety of our city, there's easily pragmatic ways in which we could just accelerate.
Let me bring in Gwen, who's a business owner in Dublin City Centre. Gwen, your camera footage is constantly being requested to help the Gardaí.
Yes. So I actually find this extraordinary that even there would be a question that we wouldn't lash cameras out all over the city. James is absolutely right. Here's the thing. Once the guard is there, the crime is not going to happen because the person sees the guard. You know, you have to be caught on camera. That's how people are caught. You know, they're not caught where there's a guard there present. And with our property is the Georgia Street Arcade. We have cameras everywhere and we have them on the street. And they are obviously, we give them to people then who need them. And so they help other people in the area. And we regularly hand them over to guards if they need them, you know, the street ones. And just for our own place, so that I know that if a tourist goes through the arcade, that they're not going to be mugged. And, you know, that's really important. And if there's a camera, immediately we have it, we play it back, bring it to the guardie and the person is caught. You know,
okay, so it's a very straightforward transaction.
It's an excellent way of combating crime. And moreover, then people, you know, might pretend that they slipped when they didn't slip, etc. We use it for that, for bogus insurance claims. They're very, very important the CCTV camera has absolutely brilliant for that.
Okay, so very efficient from all perspectives, yeah. I suppose. What would you say, Gwen, to Olga Cronin, is the Irish Council for Civil Liberties? One of the quotes in the article she's given is, such surveillance, real or perceived, risks undermining our fundamental freedom. It can deter people from freely expressing themselves or participating in public life.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, really, you're on a public street. You know, so I just can't, I just, that argument doesn't wash. You're on a public street. So if you do exhibit any sort of behaviour, you're exhibiting it to the public. If it's on a camera, then, you know, it's probably only going to be watched by one person who's observing the camera. And it will only be picked up if you've done something which is antisocial.
Mm-hmm. So if you've nothing to hide, don't worry about it.
But you're on this public street. Like, I mean, that's taking it to the extremes. If you're out in a public street, everybody's looking at you. Like, you haven't just got one set of eyes on you. You've got thousands.
And as you say, they've been hugely effective from a business point of view as well. John, you think Garda presence and stopping criminals in the act is the only real kind of actionable solution to crime rates, do you? Have we got you, John?
To me? Yeah. I'm coming from a different angle, from the middle of the countryside.
Okay, go ahead.
And CCTV cameras have a very limited place there because you can't put CCTV everywhere around the countryside. It's a guard presence. It's the people in the countryside, like, so much petty crime goes unreported. The guards don't even realise they have a black spot unless it gets reported by the people, and they have it on pulse and they can see there's a black spot area. So we're coming from a totally different angle to the cities. Rural crime is massive, just as crime is and violence in the cities. We're probably coming from a different place, Joanna.
So, John, just so I'm clear, are you saying that more important than cameras is the Garda presence, the physical presence?
A Garda presence, a physical presence, and if somebody reports a crime, a prompt action by the Gardaí. Like, my local Garda station is probably Askeaton, Bruff, Newcastle West. Two of those are 40 minutes away. It's completely different to what you're talking about in the cities, Anna. The countryside, it kind of operates. It's, the distances are massive. People are being targeted by criminals. And, you know, it's very, you know, when you're on your own in the countryside, it's different. In the cities, you'd expect the guard to respond quite quickly if you're in trouble. And what we need is a more guard presence, more substantial guard presence in the smaller Garda stations, just more feet on the ground. And, like, I feel sorry for the Gardaí because there just doesn't seem to be enough of them there. Like,
yeah. Hugh, you're saying we're in a surveillance society now and we should just embrace it. Have we got you, Hugh? I don't know if Hugh's there. We had him a moment ago. Hello, Hugh?
Hello, yes.
Hi there. We're in a surveillance society now. Is that your line?
Well, that's the reality is that, like, when I got up this morning, I put my phone in my pocket, which is the tracking device. We all walk around with most, I'd say 95% of people walk around with a tracking device in there. And, like, and on my way to work, I went into Tesco and I bought a few bits and pieces and I paid with my phone. So that tells where I was at that time, what I did. And between my home and my work, there'd be hundreds of cameras and door cams and then traffic cams from the council, and they're everywhere. I mean, so the Irish Council for Civil Liberties saying that you put more up, it's going to stop people from protesting or going. It's just not real. It's not, the reality is that we should embrace them. We should have cameras everywhere, like in the city of Dublin. And I'd even go further to say we should have drone cams that we can put them up, the police station, police can put them up and they can actually move around and watch. Instead of having physical guards wandering around the city, like, you can't have guards everywhere, but you could have drones being operated from a base and that would be able to patrol the city, you know, and record. So, I mean, the idea of the civil liberties thing is just nonsense. It's really ridiculous, you know. Cameras and surveillance technology should be used to protect citizens, to stop crime, stop antisocial behaviour. And also, if you're accused of a crime and there's CCTVs everywhere, you say, well, I didn't do that. You can see I'm not there. I wasn't there. Mm-hmm. I was somewhere else. You know, I was. You saying I was on Georgia Street when I was actually on O'Connell Street.
Yeah, now, so your tracking device can be your alibi as well.
Yeah, as you're saying, I didn't. We know you did it. Well, look at there. Look at 8 o'clock in the morning. I was on O'Connell Street, and this happened at 8 o'clock in the morning on Georgia Street. So it couldn't have been me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the council, they just look to, they seem to be contrarian about this. It is protect people, you know, protect it's, people just going about their daily lives, that they don't have to engage with criminality or with antisocial behaviour, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I think you're right about it. It's probably not far off, the drone cameras being much more cost effective as well, rather than all of those individual cameras being, you know, propped up all around the city. Just before we wrap it up, Ivan, you feel that rural crime is at an all-time high. Would more CCTV help, do you think?
It would be help. Well, it would be a help in conjunction with more guards, but the can only be so many cars out in the rural area anyway.
Yeah.
But we have had a lot of crime here. Quad stolen, house broken into, jewellery taken, stuff, GPS and tractors. And we had cameras, but I'll have to improve them. A lot of people had to have balaclavas on them, and they had them themselves well. They weren't too bothered about the cameras. They had themselves well covered that you couldn't see their face. You couldn't identify them. But I did identify the cars on the road, and that was a help to the guards. Like, so the cameras are definitely a help, definitely.
Well, it might not be the people if they're not recognisable, but the circumstances, the cars, the events that precede it, whatever.
It's a help. Look, the cameras are definitely a help. And that, I know people are saying that woman was saying that it's like all these cameras are up. But if our house was broken into and someone had it on camera and they knew who it was, I'm sure she'd ask for that fairly quick if she could get it, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so I think
we heard from Gwen, who has to give out the footage regularly in Georgia Street Arcade to local Garda stations for so many different reasons.
Well, I do agree. The drone, I'd imagine that's going to be the next step. They'll have drones up. The guards will have drone access, and probably in situations where there's big football matches or something like that, they would be fair. Probably they're probably going to be the next thing for that, I'd imagine.
Yeah, well, we're having cups of coffee delivered by drones, so I'm sure we can increase security with it too. Ivan, thanks very much for joining us on Lunchtime Live, and thank you to all of our callers there, and James Gagan TD as well. Thank you for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.